Good morning, traders. This is your breaking news alert for March 19, 2026 at 1:31 p.m. We have three key market updates for you today. Let's dive in. Starting with update number one. The Federal Reserve announced its decision to keep interest rates steady, maintaining them in the 3.5% to 3.75% range. This move immediately sent shares of major financial institutions lower across the board. We saw JPMorgan Chase, the nation's largest bank, along with Bank of America, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, and regional player KeyCorp, all sliding in response to the news. The Fed also flagged concerns about persistent higher inflation, which, combined with the stable rate environment, casts a noticeable shadow over the banking sector's profitability in the immediate future. Investors reacted swiftly, pushing down the stock prices of these key financial players. Next up, update 2. Drilling down further into the Federal Reserve's decision to hold rates at 3.5% to 3.75%, the implications for the broader banking sector are becoming clearer. The Fed's explicit mention of higher inflation, even with rates held steady, suggests a challenging environment for banks. This scenario typically squeezes net interest margins, which is the crucial difference between what banks earn on loans and what they pay on deposits. When inflation rises, but the benchmark rate isn't adjusted upwards, banks often face increased operational costs and a potentially higher cost of funds without being able to correspondingly raise lending rates to maintain profitability. This combination creates that tough near-term outlook we're seeing reflected in the market. And finally, update number 3. So with the Federal Reserve holding its key interest rates firm between 3.5% and 3.75%, and projecting continued inflationary pressures, the market's reaction to major banks like JPMorgan Chase, Bank of America, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, and KeyCorp isn't surprising. Their share prices slid as investors digested the news, anticipating weaker financial performance ahead. This isn't just a fleeting market reaction. It highlights a potential period where the cost of doing business for banks could rise, while their ability to generate robust profits from lending might be constrained. Investors will need to closely watch these financial giants' upcoming earnings reports for deeper insights into how these macroeconomic factors are truly impacting their bottom lines and financial guidance. That concludes all three updates in your breaking news alert for March 19, 2026. For detailed analysis and source links, visit our website at insider.explainhart.com.